It's almost always the case that progress monitoring probes that sample the entire year's curriculum rather than a single skill will provide teachers with more useful information for program planning, but also be more representative of the students' overall response to the curriculum. Sampling the annual curriculum in the same way over time, we can compare a student's performance in October to a student's performance a month later and a month after that and so on, which helps us understand their response to the overall program, not just a particular skill in the program. When we have a single skill that's used for progress monitoring, it's not unusual for teachers to fix on that particular skill for instruction. The student improves on that skill, and the school uses that as evidence that the student has responded and no longer has difficulty, but it's only a single skill. Multiple skills representing the annual curriculum that will work well to provide accurate progress monitoring information. I think it's very important when you're progress monitoring to represent the comprehensive curriculum. And that way we can pinpoint students who are having difficulty in some components, but not others. And that way we can gear instruction to the kinds of difficulty students are specifically experiencing. And if we don't have the entire curriculum represented, then we run into problems where we get falsely optimistic about a student's performance, but we don't have the whole curriculum worth of information to understand where there may be some serious problems.